This is Central Time. I'm Rob Ferret. Polling from the Associated Press has found that nearly half of Americans, 47%, don't want to see a Trump-Biden rematch in 2024. Only 4% said they'd like to see both politicians run again. The rematch is looking like a real possibility in spite of Trump's legal troubles and Biden's not great approval rating. It is still early. A lot could change, but we're getting a preview now of the campaign and that possibility of a Trump-Biden rematch in 2024. You can join in at 800-642-1234. When I say the phrase Trump versus Biden 2024, how does that make you feel? Is there another candidate or type of candidate you'd like to see step up on one side or the other? And what issue is most important to you in the campaign? Or did you lunge to turn the radio off the moment I started talking about the presidential race? Call in now at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234 or email ideas@WPR.org. Susan Johnson is an associate professor of political science and associate dean in the College of Letters and Sciences at UW-Whitewater. Susan, welcome back to Central Time.
Thanks, Rob. I'm glad to be back.
Well, hammer a point home again. It is, you know, April of 2023. A lot can change between now and 2024. That said, it looks like the possibility of President Biden running for re-election as a Democrat is, he's likely to be the candidate. Donald Trump seems to be the front runner on the Republican side. How big a possibility do you see this being?
I mean, barring something tragic, I would say, we would expect to see Joe Biden as the nominee. There's no challenger yet to date. There are challengers to date, but none that would be considered serious challenges. I think that most people feel that where we are right now, again, in April of 23, that former President Trump has a pretty good path toward the nomination. But, you know, it's so hard to know what might happen. There's all of these investigations, other legal issues. There's the potential for a challenger to catch fire, although we're not seeing that. So it's looking to be like a rematch.
The precedent for a former president, leaving office for whatever reason, coming back and running again, that's only happened a handful of times. Only once has it been ultimately successful, and that's, 150 years ago or so. We've never seen this in our lifetime. Susan, what do you make of that possibility of a former president being on a major party ticket?
Well, I mean, I think that nothing is unexpected to me when we're talking about former President Trump. So most presidents, when they lose their re-election campaigns, they tend to realize that the voters wanted to go in another direction, and they decide to go in another direction themselves, move on, retire. And so decisions about running again after having been not successfully re-elected are more common for, all sorts of, I would say, practical reasons. But in the case of former President Trump, he still remains wildly popular amongst the base of the Republican Party. I think that there's growing discontent amongst some in the Republican Party, but consistently there's enough in the Republican Party that is showing its support for him, that not just support for him, but for the kind of policies he's talking about. And I know that that's causing a lot of consternation amongst other Republicans.
I want to talk about the idea of negative partisanship a little bit. The idea that, yes, there's a core who are very pro their party, Republican or Democrat, but it seems like there's a growing number of Americans who maybe they don't identify with this party, but they very much identify as against that party or maybe against that party's candidate. Is this something you're seeing? How big a factor is that as we move through a presidential campaign?
I mean, I think that we're seeing it, like you said, more and more at the state level and also nationally, and not just in Wisconsin, but across the country. And when you look at some of the polling in regard to, and you alluded to this earlier, the number of people who don't want candidates to run, some of that's within the party, but for others, it's looking at the opposing party. And I think that a lot of this is not at all surprising, given just the negativity and hyper-partisanship that we're seeing. I mean, thinking back historically, when the parties weren't as polarized, and you had moderate Republicans and conservative Democrats. There was just so much more overlap that, or crossover, that you didn't have so much polarization. And I think that this makes part of the reason why we're seeing this negative partisanship.
One issue I want to talk about is abortion. We're in the post-Roe versus Wade world now. We've seen it have some impact, I think it's fair to say, on elections. It's not the only issue that we've seen in elections so far. A lot of voters seem concerned about it. A lot of Republican states moving toward more stringent abortion restrictions. How important do you see this being in a presidential race in 2024?
Yeah, I mean, I think that it's going to be a major issue. And we've seen that in Wisconsin. We've seen that in elections across the country for different offices. And so I think that this is an issue that, again, that non-Trump supporting wing of the Republican Party is really wishing would go away, but it's not going away. And instead, we see almost weekly state legislatures across the country in Republican states introducing new and more restrictive legislation in the face of strong support in the other direction.
We're talking to UW-Whitewater Associate Professor of Political Science, Susan Johnson, looking ahead at the race for president, the possibility of another Biden-Trump general election. Asterisk, there's still a long time to go. We don't know if that's how it will turn out. You could join in at 800-642-1234. If you lean toward Democrats, do you want to see President Biden running for a second term? If you lean Republican, same question about former President Trump. And if not them, then who? Call 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. This is Central Time. I'm Rob Barrett. We're talking to UW-Whitewater Associate Professor of Political Science, Susan Johnson, about the campaign for president. Yeah, it's going on already. And what a Trump-Biden rematch might look like, what the alternatives might be. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Let's go to your calls now. Chris is with us in Black River Falls. Hi, Chris.
Hi. So my first question is, you know, I wonder if people would maybe see Biden more favorably if he was to choose a different running mate, perhaps. I don't know if that would change the dynamic there. Secondly, on the Republican side, or on the right side, I guess, if you will, I see Mr. Trump's politics as a existential threat to the United States, and I just can't see how he could be electable. I think it's just such divisive politics with Mr. Trump. At least with Biden, we kind of know a consistent direction that we're going. We know what the politics is.
Chris, thanks a lot for the call. Let's take each of those points in turn, Susan. First of all, the idea of President Biden changing running mates, from what I understand from their announcement, that's not the plan. They're going to stick with that ticket.
Right. And one of the reasons why I think Chris might be asking the question is because Kamala Harris's numbers, her approval ratings or whatever, favorability ratings are lower than President Biden's. And so there has been talk about potentially if there was a different running mate, would that make a difference? From a practical political perspective, President Biden can't replace Kamala Harris on the ticket. It just would, I would say it would harm his reelectability, particularly in the fact that it might get people who would otherwise vote, just not vote. I mean, those people would not vote Republican, people who would be, you know, terribly upset, but they would probably not vote. So that could be an issue. And there has been no talk. When he came out yesterday with his announcement, Tuesday, it was with the understanding that she was going to be his running mate. But Chris is not the only person to be wondering that same thing.
And then Chris brings up the unique nature of former President Trump. It's a president who's had a 6-week campaign to try to overturn the outcome of the 2020 election, culminating in January 6th. Chris says an existential threat to U.S. democracy.
You know, I think there's a lot of Republicans who are feeling the same way. Perhaps they're not calling him an existential threat, but they're arguing that he's not electable for some of the reasons that Chris mentioned. I would say also that in some of the stuff I've been looking at, polling data and the like, yes, both Trump and Biden have high, you know, please don't run. But when you look at who would be more likely to win, it's pretty clearly Biden. And that suggests to me that there are amongst those people who say, please don't run, the please don't run group on the Republican side are the ones that are feeling it a bit more than people on the Democratic side who might just be, you know, thinking maybe Biden's a little bit too old or not liberal enough. But they're much more likely, I would say, to vote for Biden at the end of the day than some of the people in the Republican Party who are just totally anti-Trump.
Thanks for the call, Chris. Jeff joins us now in Pittsville. Jeff, hi.
Hello. My comment is the fact that I think that former President Trump is so divisive, whereas President Biden is more of a uniter. And that's the bottom line. I think that there's definitely problems with the divisiveness of the whole country.
Jeff, thanks for the call. And that's a word that I think comes up often with former President Trump, Susan, divisiveness. What do you think it might take if he ends up being the Republican nominee? Again, we don't know that'll happen, for him to reach out to maybe independents who might share Jeff's concerns.
I don't think he has an interest in reaching out to people who share that concern. And I think that, again, that's a concern of many people in the Republican Party who are looking at the possibility of losing in the presidential election. I mean, I think that's just it. His brand is divisive, and so I don't see that changing.
Jeff, thanks a lot for that call. As we wrap up, Susan, I always wonder what you are talking to your students about as we approach a big event like a presidential race. Do your students have your eyes that far ahead yet, or is there something you have on the shorter time horizon right now, apart from exams?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think so. I think that there was a lot of engagement around here on the Supreme Court race in Wisconsin, which is unique, and I think that's really exciting. But I think that there's just not as many of us as maybe we'd like who are already thinking ahead that far.
I kind of envy people who aren't thinking ahead that far in some ways. But here we are. Susan, thanks so much for joining us again. Always good to talk to you.
Yeah, same here. Thanks, Rob.
That's Susan Johnson, Associate Professor of Political Science at the University of Wisconsin-Whitewater. She joined us for a look ahead at the 2024 presidential campaign.